Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, tomorrow, a group of intrepid walkers is going to embark on a unique journey. It's called the Border Walk. It will take 18 days, and its focus is healing and reconciliation on the island of Ireland. On the line now to tell us more is Johnny Clark, Director of Youth with a Mission, or YWAM, in Ireland. Johnny, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Yeah, it's great
to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Well, first of all, Johnny, where did the inspiration for this walk come from?
Well, I suppose there's a few things, but one was a sense of prayer that our community was in, and just praying for the island of Ireland, and our community in Ross Trevor had received a kind of a word from people that used to live in our centre, and they had been praying for the border and saw it as a kind of a gaping wound, an infected wound. And we're also aware that we're in the middle of this kind of decade of anniversaries, you know, kind of 1912 to 1923, where a succession of events that really shaped the next 100 years of Irish history, from the Ulster Covenant all the way, you know, to partition. And we felt like as Christians we should be part of some kind of response to that, that actually God's heart is that we don't see a return to the Troubles, we don't see a return to bombing and killing. And how to do that, what better way to do it than a walk of witness. Mm. And so in 2013 was the first one. So we've done it 4 years now. This is going to be our fifth year. We take a cross and we walk to a bunch of towns along the border. We walk for about 200 miles from Ross Trevor, up Carlingford Loch to Newry, to Cross McGlen, Darkley, Monaghan, all the way through till we get to Derry, Londonderry. We have every evening, we have kind of times of worship and prayer. And, I mean, part of the thing about the cross as well is that, you know, part of me was a bit kind of, I don't want to be ostentatious, you know, I don't want to put people off. But yeah, there is something about the cross is meant to be, by his wounds we are healed, and we want to pray for healing. And so we take the cross and we actually invite people to write on it. I remember the first year we met a couple, and her nephew had just committed suicide, and so we just said the Our Father with them right there in the middle of the street, and she wrote the name of the nephew there on the cross, and we just prayed for them. And that kind of story just happened time and time again as we meet ordinary people in towns and villages along the Irish border, and we just pray with them for peace, and we try to be a witness that our walkers are an international bunch. We're from Ireland and north and south. We're Protestants and Catholics as well as from around the world. And, yeah, just trying to be a witness of God's heart for healing.
Yeah. So it's a fascinating journey, I suppose. And, these walkers, how many of you will there be?
This year we're going to be probably nearly 40 of us. So, people can join us at any leg. So it's not like a closed group. It's actually, we'd love more and more people to join us, youth groups, youth fellowships, whatever, or old people's fellowships, you know, it doesn't have to be youth. But there'll be 40 of us, kind of the core walkers. There'll be a couple of cars driving with us, kind of providing water, and if somebody gets blistered too bad, you know, they get picked up. So it's not like you have to do the 200 miles.
you're not gonna force everyone through every
mile.
Yeah,
it's not like a boot camp, or it's not like some kind of punishment. You know, I'd say it is a bit of a pilgrimage. You know, many more people are doing like the Camino de Santiago now, you know, than ever before, and that kind of idea of pilgrimage that we see in the Psalms is actually really beautiful. And as I've walked the border now for 4 years, I've kind of really just, you really experience God, you experience his heart for this land, you see the beauty of the fields and the beauty of the hills, but you also are aware, like, you know, for the first 4 days we're walking in South Armagh, you know, we're walking in a place that witnessed countless bombings and shootings, you know, during the Troubles. And so it's beautiful, but there's pain there as well. Yeah. I remember one little story. The first year we walked into Darkley and met with a guy who's worked in South Armagh for about 30 years. And he said to me, "Johnny, are your feet sore?" And I said, "Well, yeah, our feet are sore. We've just walked for about 60 miles. And he said, "Good, I was praying your feet would be sore so that you would know some of the pain of the people in this area." Mm. And I think that's part of it, you know, that we, as we walk, we do experience pain, and you try to internalize that pain and realize that that pain is actually a reflective of what many people in those kind of villages are experiencing. It's often at places of underemployment, underinvestment, there's been a legacy of the Troubles, a legacy of borders and violence, and those things don't go away overnight, and they're still there living with people.
Yeah, and I suppose it's an opportune moment, I suppose, to walk this border, seeing as things are so uncertain politically, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the Brexit thing and the anxiety some people would feel about the re-emergence of some kind of border and what that could mean to people from a Republican perspective, you know, I think it is important that as Christians we're part of imagining some kind of way forward, which actually is the way of reconciliation and forgiveness. One of the things we're doing on the 5th of June is gathering in the Church of Ireland Cathedral in Armagh for a service of kind of music, some stories of forgiveness, and a guy called Brian Zond is over visiting. So if anyone's free on the 5th of June, wants to come to the cathedral in Armagh, obviously the kind of the center of what Patrick did, or believe that was the center, it would be amazing to have more and more people gathering in the cathedral to pray that day.
So that's on the 5th of June. And where can people find out more about it generally, Johnny?
You go to our Facebook page, which is YWAM Ireland, YWAM Ireland, or our website, YWAMRossTrevor.org. Mm-hmm. There'd be information there about the border walk. But on the Facebook page, nowadays most people are doing that. We'll have the schedule written up there. So we're going to leave at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning for Newry, and then the next day for Crossmaglen. So, you know, if you're living anywhere nearby and you want to join, just drive up there and you'll see a bunch of crazy people in blue T-shirts and a big cross, you know. You can't miss us.
You can't miss us. So if you want to join in, well, Johnny, we wish you well, and we'll be certainly keeping you all in our prayers too.
Thanks
here
so
at Spirit.
Much, Tom.
And it's great to talk to you about it this morning, and all the best with the endeavors. We look forward to hearing some more stories from this
okay.
journey.
Yeah, great. We'd love to.
Yeah, thanks for joining me, Johnny. That is
okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, God bless. That's Johnny Clark. That's Director of Youth with a Mission in Ireland, and you can find them on Facebook and also at ywamrosstrevor.org.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.